Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, brought to you by Crockett Septic. For this June 6, 2025, I have your host James J. Maloff here, welcoming into the studio some of our favorite people. We got McMillan Memorial Library with us. First, I want to introduce Heather Kincaid, Library Director. Heather, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Eric Norton, Community Outreach Specialist. Eric, thanks for being here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, James.
Appreciate the time, you guys. There is so much going on. We were talking in our pregame. There's so much going on over at McMillan, and I only want to keep you for so long. So at the risk of running this interview for 20 hours, I do want to get to know you guys a little bit and let our audience get to know you a little bit. Heather, can you tell us a little about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, my name is Heather Kincaid. I'm the new director of McMillan Memorial Library. I have been here for, today I'm closing my eighth week.
Wow.
So 2 months here on the job. It has been fantastic. Learning the Wisconsin Rapids community, mm-hmm. the surrounding areas, the library team, etc. I have worked in libraries I've been a library director for 8 years. Previously, I was in Waterford, Wisconsin, which is in western Racine County. Mm-hmm. And then I was a library director in a really small community on the state line, border between Wisconsin and Illinois, Sharon, Wisconsin. 1,500 people. Mm-hmm. It was a fabulous experience. And now I am here in central Wisconsin, and I'm loving it. I'm loving getting to know everybody and learning about the library, the culture, and as you'll see, I really enjoy programming.
Yeah. I can hear it in your voice. Okay. It's awesome. That's wonderful. We love that. It's contagious, that kind of thing.
You
know, not that we plan these kind of things, of course, when we're planning out our work career or anything, but it really feels like you are in two great spots to prepare you for being here in a bit of a bigger library, a bit of a smaller one, and a kind of a mix, which is what we kind of have here, where we wouldn't say that we have necessarily a tiny community, but we also don't have a major metropolitan city here. We have a very medium kind of size area, which really fits your background.
Definitely. I was, Sharon was very small, kind of got my feet wet. I was able to get my hands dirty in everything that libraries and public library involved. Then I went to Waterford, which you're right, was a little bit larger. I had more of an administrative role. Mm. And then now coming to Wisconsin Rapids, I feel like I have the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. I am able to be involved in the day-to-day responsibilities. And also I also can be a really great advocate for the library as mm-hmm. well, being out in the community. So
thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're
I appreciate
welcome.
That. Thank you. Eric, you are the Eric Norton, you are the new community outreach specialist over there at McMillan. Is this a new title, Eric? Is this I believe this is something different over there. Before we get to that though, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, so kind of the flip side from Heather, I'm the longest serving staff member over at McMillan. I started back in 98. So there are a lot of people in this community that I was their children's librarian, and now they're coming in with their kids. And I love seeing that. That's so cool to see that familial continuity and to know that you know, we did such a good job when they were kids that they're excited to bring their kids back. Mm-hmm. So that's really fun. And I've had a lot of different hats there over the years. Mm-hmm. So this is a new thing that we've created to make sure that we are, you know, communicating with other agencies and organizations in town to kind of kickstart us. There's a social work program over at UWSP. And this last school year, we had an intern from there who I worked with, and she had a lot of, you know, engagement with, you know, Wood County Human Services and the United Way and just various agencies in town, kind of learning, like, what can they do for people and how do they work? And we're sort of collating all that into something that as a library we can use when somebody comes to us for help. We can say, oh, well, you really need to go over to, you know, the job center, because not many people know this, but, you know, they can do this for you if you're looking for a job. Oh, wow, I had no mm-hmm. idea. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that this is a new position. It's in fact so new that it's not real yet.
Which is really good with libraries and books and a lot of imagination. It fits.
I've had the responsibility for going on a year now, but the actual like stamp of approval is coming soon from our board. We're changing up the title and getting it.
Get some of the logistics worked out and everything. Yeah. But it speaks to the importance of this position that you got to get it running, got to get this off the ground, get it going and everything. We'll work on the title and that stuff when we get a chance. That's how much I think to me, that's what I'm hearing, is that the board or the front, the office decided this is something we need to get on and this is something that we can help with in our community. I talked to a lot of people about this, older people about this, how libraries... how they once were this community hub and everything. And most of the time that I'm talking about this, it's with people from bigger cities and from bigger areas and stuff. And I can only help but think, well, gosh, we've always had that here at McMillan. We've always had that here in Rapids. My family's been here for half my life. And some of my earliest memories are at McMillan, and some of my favorite memories are over at McMillan. And I know I'm one of thousands of people out there that could say that and can speak to that. And it's really cool to see, not so much that we're bringing it back to this, but that we're enhancing that. We're looking at modernizing that. And what does that mean for today's, for 2025, what does it mean to be a community hub? Is it, well, we do this, this, and this nowadays, we got that covered, but what does the community need? What could we help with? Now, I also hope it's noteworthy to the people out there listening that this is not something that is on the library's job list. Like this is above and beyond stuff. This is stuff that's, we're going out of your way to help the community, be a part of the community and everything. I don't know that when you're looking at the definition of a library, that this is something you will find. It just is worth highlighting that our library thinks of these things and is doing stuff like that. It's another reason why we love McMillan, why we love the people that work there and work so hard for our community. And also I hope you keep that in mind in using things at the library and being a part of things at the library, volunteering when you can. They're doing a lot for us. Let's meet them halfway and try to help out where we can. I appreciate the breakdown of that, Eric. Thank you for that. I know we got a lot of great events going on over there. I just don't know where to start. Where do you guys... that's my first tough question for you. Where to start? I don't do easy questions around it.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, we have a lot of great programming. I believe as I am getting into the library and learning more about it and the ins and outs, I've really come to appreciate the programming aspect. And I can share with you that on Monday, we will be kicking off our summer reading program. Mm-hmm. We will, from 2 to 4 p.m. in the library's parking lot this upcoming Monday. We will see children and teens. They can sign up for our summer reading program.
It's wonderful.
Yes, and they will be able to enjoy games, crafts, treats, and a bounce house, which is always a big draw.
Yes, definitely.
And then moving on, I can just maybe, if it's okay with you, give a quick rundown please, of what's going on in June.
That'd be great.
And then Eric is going to tag team with me, so we've kind of divvied it up. Mm-hmm. So for the children in the month of June, we have a couple programs. These all happen on Tuesdays. So Tuesday, June 9th at 1 p.m., we're going to have a magician coming to the library. Tuesday, June 17th at 1 p.m., it's going to be messy art. It'll be outside, so feel free to wear your old clothes and get messy. And then on Tuesday, June 24th, again at 1 p.m., we are going to go to have a splash pad party at the Mead Splash Pad. So that'll be fun for all of the littles. Then moving on to our older kids, the teens, in June, you can look forward to on Monday, June 16th, there is a teen open make in the studio. That means teenagers can print with watercolors, they can paint with acrylic on canvas, or they can make buttons. Buttons are pretty popular, I heard, with the teens. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, June 18th, there's a teen garden club. And then Tuesday, June 24th, which I think is pretty cool, is going to be a teen bike ride. They're going to bike with our teen librarian, Miss Alicia, to Buren and back, and they're going to learn local history, and then they're going to finish up with ice cream at the library.
If you hadn't told me who was doing that, I would have known right away.
Yeah,
but that's
right?
Her kind of thing. That's
that
awesome.
Is totally Miss Alicia. And then lastly, I didn't want to forget our wonderful studio. So our studio is a makerspace where you're able, we have a recording studio, a glow forge, a silhouette cutter. We have acrylic and water paints. We have a large format printer. We have sewing machines, an embroidery machine, a button maker, 3D printers, Adobe Creative Suite, and we have a laminator. So we have a total of 13 open make days. So you can come in during that time and make anything you want. That's in June, July, and August. And I will now switch it over to Eric, who will talk about adults and our concert series.
Excellent. Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So we've had sort of traditionally kind of three program series at the library. Concerts have been a big thing for us for quite a while. And we're starting off in the Cranberry Blossom Festival with a concert at McMillan on Thursday the 19th. That's going to be a jazz band called Daddio. They do kind of improv style. They've been up for some Whammy Awards, both individually and as a group. So that will be...
They're good.
Quite a lot of fun.
They're good. I'll admit I'm a jazz guy, so I admit that, but they're very good out there.
All right. And then... you know, we've got further concerts going on into the summer. I may circle back to that. We also have done author talks. And on the 26th of June, I couldn't pass this up. From the Wisconsin Historical Society, Heather Kerrigan is going to talk about her new book, Beer, Brats, and Cheese.
You
can't get more Wisconsin than that.
No.
and it's, as I understand, it's kind of a... somewhat of a travelogue, so she talks about different places to get these wonderful food items, so that should be lots of fun. We also do a movie series, so in June, we already showed this past Monday the movie Green and Gold, which was shot here in Wisconsin.
It's very cool that you guys showed that one. That was a good idea.
Yeah, went out of our way to kind of make a connection with the production company to make
right
that
on.
Happen. On the 9th, we're showing Mufasa. The 16th is The Unbreakable Boy. The 23rd, One of Them Days. And the 30th is the new Captain America flick, Brave New World. So trying to mix up different styles as much as we can. You know, some of those are more for older folks, adult folks. You know, Mufasa, you can get, you know, a kid kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So lots of fun stuff.
Also wanted to mention, just to piggyback on that, Eric, I do this in part because I'm a big fan and everything, but Cabo Union Jam, of course, you can catch, they'll be down there 1 o'clock this June 11th. They'll be over there. Also going on June 11th, and you guys will get to know this, but Terry Johns, CEO of the United Way, is with us all the time. So I mentioned this in part because we love the United Way, and I don't want to get hit in the back of the head. So I do want to mention the Great Book Giveaway coming up at McMillan this 10:30 this June 11th. So keep that in mind as well, everybody. And if I could, I just, I knew you guys were going to do a great job of covering a bunch of stuff. I did see one thing I just wanted to mention real quick. You mentioned the studio, Heather, and all the great stuff going on over there. There is a, on June 17th, a Fixing Broken Things jewelry class. And I love the idea of that. I love, especially, you know, we're talking a lot about the different events and going on, and I think the audience caught that there was things for kids, things for teens, things for adults. You guys do a really good job of covering all these things. The one thing that gets, you know, kids, teenagers, a lot of them are really into right now is repurposing things and fixing things. And I just think that's another note of the board and everybody in charge of this stuff paying attention to the community. I think that's really notable and very cool. It's a cool class, too. And once again, we have only scratched the surface of all the stuff going on over there, everybody. I encourage you to go to McMillanLibrary.org to find out more about some of the great events and cool things happening at McMillan. And certainly want to encourage people when you these events are going on, if you want to be a part of them, maybe volunteering, helping out any way you can, I encourage you to reach out to the staff at the library and find out more about that. Did you have anything else you guys wanted to touch on before we let you go?
Just wanted to mention that jewelry repair thing is first in a series that our teen librarian is doing. So those are specifically for teens. She's got the jewelry making, and then there are two other topical things in July and August. Cool. And I can't remember off the top of my head what all of them are, but I think one of them might be clocks.
I think you're right. But, you know, just to play it safe, you guys are going to have to come back. And when we get a little closer to it, we'll talk about it more. We'll highlight it more and really be able to highlight it and get into that. But really cannot thank you both enough for the time today. If people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more, reach out to you. Is there a good way to do that, Heather, to reach you specifically?
Sure. They can absolutely reach me specifically. So, again, my name is Heather Kincaid, and you can reach me at hkincaid. That's K-I-N-K-A-D-E at MacmillanLibrary.org. And if it's okay, if I could just say, I know that you had mentioned that the library is a community hub, and I couldn't agree with you more. I actually just did a small presentation earlier this week about the library as a community hub. And I would just like to mention, I feel, and I think Eric would agree, that the library is really the community's living room. And we, our library really is good at being very attentive to the times and what our community needs. And so I would say that we are books and more. And, you know, books, and I also would emphasize and more.
Community living room. God, that's good. Oh, that's good, Heather. I like that. You. I like to put that on a t-shirt. That's good. That's great. Thank you. Thank you again for
You're
that.
Welcome.
The time.
Thank you.
And Eric, if people have follow-up questions, they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Yeah, my email is just enorton, N-O-R-T-O-N, at MacmillanLibrary.org. You know, both of us are often at our information desk, so, you know, if you're in the building, you can stop and chat with us. You know, if you have more questions, we do have our event calendar on our webpage. We have printed calendars that we give away by the hundreds every month. You know, we didn't even cover all the things on the front page of the calendar here.
Right. Yeah.
One of the things I'm particularly proud of, we talk about how libraries change people's lives, and I truly believe that's true. Many years ago, I started donating blood through the Red Cross, and honestly, to make it easier for myself, I invited them to start holding blood drives at the library. They say each donation can save up to 3 lives, and we do that 8 to 10 times a year with 30 or 40 people donating. So, you know, it's not a stretch to say that we've literally saved thousands of people's lives by, you know, doing that at the library. So, June, I'm particularly proud of that.
June 20th, I see you got another blood drive opportunity happening from 10 to 3 over at MacMillan.
Yeah.
I encourage all of you heroes out there to be able to donate. I understand how big the superhero thing has gotten, but let's be honest, all the good names are taken. You need a tragic backstory and tights and like all this stuff. You can be a superhero without all that. You can just go donate blood and boom, you're a superhero. Exactly. We appreciate you both very much. Thanks again for the time.
Thanks for having us.
MacmillanLibrary.org. Be sure to go there, bookmark that website. Page, keep up to date on all the cool things that they are doing over there, and keep in mind you can reach out to them that way as well. Follow them on Facebook and social media as well. Share their stuff on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Big thank you to our friends at MacMillan. We'll be talking again to them real soon. Thank you to Crockett Septic, of course, our sponsors, and all of you for joining us right here at WFHR's Rapids Report.